Let's talk about a few songs on your project, Make It Loud. I know that you love me, which will feature Jonathan Stockdale and Michael Gunner.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Tell us about that song.
That song is one of my favorites on the album. I think it's going to surprise some people because it's a little bit different for me, but that was a song that we stayed up till about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning writing. It was a song that we had been writing all day, and everybody was tired, and the band went home, and the three of us said, you know what, let's just press in. Let's just see what we can finish. And so we started working on the song, and Michael had the chorus, and all of us started writing the verses and creating this song. And it's so, to me, it's so fresh when you just think about the great love of God. I know that you love me. You never leave me. You never forsake me. I will never be alone. I mean, I think that's a message that people need to hear and know and get deep in their spirit to be encouraged. You know, people leave us, people forsake us, but God promises that he never will. And it's not something that he suggests that hopefully maybe. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And that's a promise that we as believers have, that people that don't believe, they don't have that promise. And so we can stand on that and feel confident and comforted and know that no matter what we go through, he's always there.
Another song, My God is a Big God. How important is it to let the listener know that we do serve a big God?
Well, it's very important. That song kind of came about a lot of the times as I'm doing a concert or speaking or whatever. That's just like a natural theme that comes out. God is fighting. Battle is not yours. It belongs to God. You know, we don't need to be anxious for anything because he's fighting for us. And I've always thought about, I need to write a song about that. So I took the opportunity on this album to do that and worked with Christian Bentley, the co-producer on this album, and finished this song. And it really is a revelation for people. I think that most of the times a lot of believers forget, or they just don't have a revelation that God is not just on our side, but he's fighting for us. That when we, that really praise and worship, the Bible says that our praise is a weapon in the hand of God. That when we get to a place of worship and praise, no matter what we're facing, that our breakthrough comes because God is literally working in the atmosphere on our behalf. Our praise becomes our weapon. It's a two-edged sword in God's hand. And a lot of times we overlook that. We think it's just it's a pretty song to make me feel good, you know, to kind of get me hyped, but it's so much more than that. It really is a weapon, and people need to know that.
I guess. Martha Menizzi. Martha, thank you. It has been a pleasure. And congratulations, because you came in the first week. Was it number 3 on the Billboard chart?
We actually came in number 6.
Oh, number 6. Okay, congratulations. Uh-huh. Number 6. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're okay. Very excited.
Okay. And finally, is there a website or Facebook where folks can get in touch with Martha?
Yes, you can go to MarthaMenizzi.com. MUNIZZI. I encourage everybody to go to Facebook and become a friend on Facebook. Also, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MarthaMenizzi. I love Twitter. I'm tweeting all the time and sharing personal things from my tour dates and from the road. So follow me on Twitter, and that's, you know, you'll find out everywhere we're going to be and everything we're offering and contests and all kinds of this stuff. So I would say, if anything, go to MarthaMenizzi.com.
It's our guest, Martha Menizzi. The new project is called Make It Loud. Pick it up today. Martha, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you, too. It's Martha Menizzi on Star 1310.